add the country of Turkey to the list of nations whose citizens are seeking refuge in the United States. The trend follows the recent coup attempt in that country and subsequent arrest of thousands of government and military officials. And it turns out the city of Irvine is among the most desired destinations. Now, the numbers are currently small, but there are parallels with other groups of people fleeing violence in their homelands for the Orange County area. Gustavo Arellano is the editor of the OC Weekly. He's here now with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
As I mentioned at the outset, Orange County does have a history of being a hub of sorts for refugees. Why is that? Why? And what are some recent examples?
This goes back, actually, not just to the Mexican Revolution, but there was even a small community of Chinese who were fleeing right after their chaos in the early 1900s. One of the main reasons is not just because, obviously, Orange County is a land of economic opportunity, blah, 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 but there's also what sociologists call like the pioneer immigrant, literally a couple of families who go to a particular area, they like what they see, and then they start calling people either in their town in what's called chain migration. The more people come and more people come. And that's exactly what has happened in Orange County with many groups. The Vietnamese community, of course, being the most famous, coming after the fall of Saigon. But you also have right now with the Turks, you've had Syrian refugees fleeing the civil war from the past couple of years. In the 90s, you had a lot of Somali and Ethiopian and Eritrean immigrants, and onward and onward.
So tell us, Gustavo, a little bit how the process works. I mean, as I understand it, it's not a quick process, right?
Oh, no, especially not right now with the Turkish example being, you know, the relationships of the United States and Turkey is really fraught right now with Erdogan over there and, of course, us here. So basically, you show up to the United States on a visa, and then when you're or you could come also undocumented, and then you go and you say, look, I am a refugee because A, B, and C. The trick, especially here in Irvine, in Orange County, is that there's already organizations of Turkish Americans who have come here legally, and they could vouch for a particular immigrant or refugee saying, yes, this person, you know, for instance, right now, a lot of people are being persecuted in Turkey because they're followers of a imam named Fethullah Gulen. So the Turkish government has flat out called for him to be extradited to the United States, and they're cracking down on the movement in Turkey. So if you're a follower of Gulen, the saying goes, like, you could come to the United States and say, I'm being persecuted because I'm a member of this group. And then people here in Orange County who already, you know, have made that process, they can vouch for the person that way.
There's a prevailing stereotype, one could say, Gustavo, about certain communities in Orange County and resistance, if you will, to immigrants. How true is that? And has it changed, or is it changing right now?
Good old Orange County, right? We were famously xenophobic. Even when the Vietnamese refugees were coming, there was a famous bumper sticker that said, can the last American in Garden Grove take down the American flag after all the Vietnamese are here? I'm paraphrasing here, but it was absolutely true. But the great thing is that there's always been better angels in Orange County who have been helping out these refugee communities. The most famous example, again, going back to the Vietnamese, St. Anselm's Episcopal Church in Garden Grove, that served as a hub for Vietnamese refugees since the 70s. And they still help out in Vietnamese refugees resettlement to this day. There was a group that no longer exists, but it was in Anaheim that was helping out Somali refugees during the 1990s. And the government itself, the Orange County government, they don't really do much. That's not really their worldview, or that's not really their responsibility. So usually it does fall upon these faith groups. And again, those refugees or immigrants who have already come here. But that said, that doesn't mean that the rest of the Orange County community necessarily opens everyone with open arms.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.